Hey guys, Omar Osman here. Today I'm sharing three things I learned from The Startup of You by Reid Hoffman and Ben Casnocha. The premise of the book is basically this. They say companies aren't going to take care of you for 20 years and let you build a career and all that like they used to. Those times are done. So instead, people need to treat their career like an entrepreneurial startup and adopt a lot of the same mindsets that those companies have. So three things I learned was number one, have a permanent beta mindset. What that means is that you have to constantly be iterating and improving. See, a lot of people, when they have something like 20 years of experience at work, in the book they say that a lot of them is really 1 year of experience that's been multiplied 20 times. That's a really scary thought. A permanent beta mindset, though, means that you're always iterating. How can I improve? How can I get better? What's the next version of myself? And so I'm always looking at what assets I have. What knowledge do I have? What skill sets do I have? My experiences, the people that I know, the things that I've done, all these different things accumulate into my skill set. And so I need to constantly be improving those things, learning new things, meeting new people, doing all these different types of things. And that brings us to the second lesson. The second thing I learned was to invest in yourself. And this is something that I've tried to take very seriously. They say that companies will no longer set you up to actually train and develop and do all of these things because most people don't stay in the same job for more than 3 or 4 or 5 years. And so it's not in their interest to train you up for something that's going to be of use 15, 20 years down the line. You've got to take charge of your own education. That means investing in classes, seminars, workshops, any different way that you can find to learn, reading books, all these different types of things. Constantly be in a mode of improvement, but also it's not just the mindset. You have to take the steps and invest in yourself. One thing other than just investing in education, they say you've got to find ways of investing in meeting people as well. That could be as simple as taking someone out for coffee or lunch. It might also mean that if there's someone interesting that you want to meet that you think you can learn from, fly out and meet them. Have money set aside to meet interesting people, but invest in yourself and in your relationships. And that brings us to the third lesson. The third thing that I learned was to build a professional network. Now, networking, when I hear that word, it evokes a lot of negative imagery. It's like all these advices that people give you, go to the Rotary Club, go to the Chamber of Commerce, go to networking events and hand out business cards and meet people that you don't know. It all sounds very awkward and inauthentic. In the book, they say that you have a natural network that you don't realize is really your network. So there's friends, there's acquaintances, there's people that you've met here and there, friends of friends, but people that are naturally within your circle that you can reach out to and talk to. That's a natural network that you can have that you can start to build relationships with people. Now, that doesn't mean just like, oh, that person works there, they can get me a job at that company. But no, they say look to build relationships with the people in your network. That means find ways of adding value to them. They'll add value to you in return, and it's an actual friendship or relationship. One other thing that comes with building your network is also making sure that you've put people that are close to you that have your best interests at heart. And that means it's not just your network or friends that you go to for advice, but it's making sure that you strategically have 5, 6, 7, 8 people that are close to you that are always thinking in terms of what's best for you. And you go to them, you get their advice, you get their help, and you help your career move forward. That's the three things I learned from this book. Please make sure you subscribe to the video. We put up at least one new video every week. We've got a link to the book and more resources down below in the description. So check that out. I'll see you in the next video.